There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
Pursuing your dreams over chasing love. Pursuing your dreams over chasing love. In pursuing happiness and fulfillment, we must wisely direct our efforts and our passion. Often, people fall into the trap of conflating financial success with personal affection, mistakenly believing that wealth will automatically attract genuine love and companionship. However, this belief can lead to misdirected efforts, and I'm sorry to tell you, eventual disappointment. True fulfillment comes not from chasing love through financial means, but it comes from becoming a high-value individual in your own right. Here, we're going to explore why you should focus on pursuing your dreams and building value and letting relationships evolve naturally. Building self-worth beyond wealth. That's what we're going to talk about. The reason why this even came up is because of the recent NFL draft. The NFL draft vividly illustrates the allure and potential wealth and the attention it garners. These aspiring athletes showcase their talents, and they are very talented at what they do, and their potential to earn significantly, which can attract a bevy of supporters and, let me do their quotation marks, friends. While some relationships are genuine, others can be superficial. These superficial relationships can be rooted in the most, prospects of their wealth, and they're looking at the person as a prospect of their wealth. See, this scenario is a stark reminder that money can often attract more interest in what you can provide materially than who you are as a person. That's why we need to chase our dreams and not love. Focusing on your personal dreams and your goals is more than just achieving personal success. It's about developing yourself into a high-value individual. High value here refers to financial success, personal growth, emotional maturity, intellectual development, and moral integrity. I'm going to say it again because a lot of people get it twisted. Some people think that a high-value individual is just money. No, it does include money and their success in money, but it includes your personal growth. It includes your emotional maturity. It includes your intellectual development. And most of all, a high-value individual has moral integrity. You see, these attributes are truly enhanced by the self-worth. And the appeal is more meaningful when you include all of that. When you prioritize your development, you can naturally become more attracted to people who value genuine qualities over superficial ones. This doesn't mean love will come effortlessly or without challenges, but it does mean that relationships you form will be more likely based on true compatibility and mutual respect. You see, you need to value your time and be money smartly. Being smart with your time and your money is truly the definition of personal growth. You see, time is non-renewable. Once a moment is gone, it's gone. You can't go back and get that. And how much you spend shapes your life trajectory. Invest your time in activities that foster growth. Expand your knowledge. And enhance your well-being. Similarly, wise financial management secures your future and frees you from the stress and constraints that financial instability can bring. And we bring this up because I'm talking about the NFL. Which should be called the Not For Long Network. Imagine you have gone your whole life. You've got up at 6 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning to work out. You've eaten all of the right foods. You've exercised. You've pushed yourself. You've developed all of these skills. Now, the average career in the NFL is 3 years. That's the average. So when you see a 5-year pro, that person's talented. When you see a 10-year, 20-year pro, that person's talented. Not everyone is talented. Some people are gifted for a season, but not everyone is that way. So to protect your financial future, you have to be smart. Now, I want to go to what we're talking about here, the NFL draft. For those outside of America, let me explain what the NFL is. The NFL is called football in America. And it's weird because you use a lot of your hands in football here in America. And there is a draft similar to what you have in your country, which is called football or soccer in some places. So here it's an event in America. It's an event. And the funny part is when a person is drafted, you see their family and friends all very happy for them. And then you see that one person there that seems to be there for the celebration and the money. It's a sixth sense. Now, as you see in the NFL draft, it's easy to get caught up in what they call synthetic love. We're talking about affections and interest conditional on your financial benefit or your social status. This type of relationship is unsustainable and often leads individuals feeling empty and undervalued. Instead, strive to surround yourself with people who appreciate your intricate qualities, not just what you can offer them materially. Let genuine relationships find you. I'm going to say that again. Let genuine relationships find you. You see, you radiate confidence and self-assurance when you engage in building your own, yes, your own passions. This naturally attracts people who are high-value individuals, those who can secure themselves in being capable of forming healthy, supportive relationships. In contrast, a life focused solely on seeking love can sometimes lead to forced interactions and forced relationships that do not align with your deepest values. The journey to becoming a high value person is not about achieving success in the conventional sense. It's about cultivating a rich and balanced life that attracts the right person. By focusing on your personal growth and your dreams, you create a life that is fulfilling instead of inviting fake synthetic love. You see, genuine love enters at the right time for the right person for the right reasons. Remember, when you chase your dreams and build your life for you, you allow love to find you in the most authentic and enduring form. Do that. Chase your dreams. Do not chase love. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter. It's Gerald Jax, J-E-R-O-L-D-J-E-X. On Facebook, Gerald Action Jackson and Zone of Action. Our website, GeraldJackson.com. Your happiness starts with you, not your relationship, not your job, not your money, but it starts with you paying attention and chasing your dreams in the Zone of Action.